Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Be part of the show. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
All right, back into it. Monday night. Monday night chill vibes, like one of the callers was saying. Like, you don't got to be yelling and screaming and arguing and going back and forth with callers and blah, 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 blah. We're not doing that. I don't like to do that. I think that's why they put me in the night shifts. I'd rather talk, have a conversation. And we just had a great conversation for an hour with Steve Summers. I can't speak to it enough. Sometimes I don't even like have the right words to put it in, like put it into perspective for you guys. Imagine coming into this role, into this gig, into this job, and you're me, and they put out an article that says Steve Summers replacement, or the guy that's replacing Steve Summers. And I'm like, whoa. Like, let's not try and phrase it like that. I don't think that's the right wording, but you know, a lot of people said, how are you going to fill those shoes? I said, I'm not going to try and walk in them. I'm going to walk in my own shoes. There's only one Schmooze. There's only one Steve Summers. And I didn't know, you know, how Steve would receive me. I didn't know how our relationship would be. I didn't know a lot of things coming into WFAN, my first radio gig, my first radio job. But obviously being in New York and being a fan of sports, how can you not, you know, listen to the fan and respect the fan? And I still have that same respect. I know who Steve Summers is. I know what he's done. I know how many of you he's connected with. And, you know, when I have callers and people online that connect with me in my short amount of time, my 6 months, half a year doing this, I can only imagine how many people Steve has touched. I can only imagine how many nights people fell asleep listening to Steve, or how many nights people called in to talk to Steve. So he's always got a place on my show. He's always welcome to share the airwaves with me. And, you know, I call him, like he told you, I called him earlier today just to check on him. And I told you guys last week when, I think it was Friday, we tried to get him on the line, but it was late. It was like 12:31 in the morning. And I told you guys last week I would get Steve on, and that Steve was due. And it's great every time, man. He can talk it up, and he knows his stuff. And he's got, you know, clever little ways to say different things about different teams and things that are going on. And he's one of one. He's one of a kind. So hopefully you enjoyed that. If you missed that, you can go back in the Odyssey app. You can rewind to 8 o'clock and listen from there. And also all of these shows go straight to podcasts. When I'm done at 12, we'll have every hour from tonight on. And you can go back to the 8 o'clock hour and listen to Steve take calls and talk about the Mets, the Rangers, the Yanks, and even share a little bit of his life with us. I'm glad I asked him the life question, because then we got him to peel back a layer and let you know what he's watching. I had a tweet come out. Mike on Twitter said, Steve Summers describing what he's watching on TV during Keith McPherson's show might be my new favorite thing. And I said, yeah, new segment. What's Steve watching? And Steve is watching air disasters on the Smithsonian Channel. I laugh because, like I said, I don't watch any other TV besides sports programming. If it's not Sports Center in the morning, or MLB Network or NFL Network, if it's not a live game or a post game, I really don't watch too much TV. I don't have that much free time to watch TV, and when I do, I'm watching games. So I thought that was great. Maybe we'll make that a reoccurring segment when Steve comes on. We'll ask Steve what he's seen on the History Channel or the Smithsonian Channel. I've logged 0 minutes in the last, I don't know, 5 years watching either one of those channels. I think actually the last time I watched the History Channel, Action Bronson might have had a show on the History Channel. Or maybe it wasn't on the History Channel. It was, they took Ancient Aliens, that's what it was. And that, so I'm wrong, it wasn't on the History Channel. Action Bronson watches Ancient Aliens. It was on Vice TV, so they took Ancient Aliens from the History Channel and then filmed Action Bronson and his boys watching it after they, you know, had a couple extracurriculars. And, yeah, that's the closest I've gotten to watching the TV. All right, anyway, let's get back to the subjects, the topics at hand. Coming up in about a half an hour, the Mets face the Padres. I already have eyes on MLB Network. Even though I have a show on MLB Network, I work for MLB Network as well. They are not paying me to promote this. I'm just telling you because it's cool. I'm sure you'll watch the game on SNY. If you're a Mets fan and you love that coverage, do so. But my Yankees fans that might not want to watch SNY, if you watch MLB Network, CeCe Sabathia is on the Clubhouse broadcast. And they just showed him, Cliff Floyd, Yonder Alonso, they're dressed in street clothes, laid back, chill vibe, like former players just talking about the game, around the game, and I think it's going to be a cool broadcast. I'll be watching in here between breaks with the sound up, but that's on MLB Network at 9:30, Clubhouse edition of Mets versus Padres, and then obviously SNY will have their coverage as well. So eyes on the Mets game as they open up a series in San Diego against the Padres, another tough team out west as they continue this road trip. Maybe they can make it 3 wins in a row tonight and get out to a good start in this series against the Padres. Call me up, 877-337-6666. We can still talk Yanks even though the Yankees are off, as the Yankees are about to embark on a series in Minnesota against a team that has a couple old Yankees, has a guy that Yankees fans wanted, and seems to be a team that the Yankees have history with. The Yankees always seem to meet Minnesota in the playoffs and beats Minnesota in the playoffs, and I'm sure Minnesota hopes for that to be different this year. They are in first place in their division, so it's a battle of two first-place teams, the AL Central and the AL East, and we'll see what it looks like. I am very interested in seeing what Gary Sanchez looks like. I will almost guarantee you that there will be one pass ball or one error or one mistake or one lapse in whatever Gary's doing behind the plate. It's just part of his game. It's what's going to happen. And I hope the Yankees are sharp. I hope we don't have any of that from Higashioka or for Trevino. And hopefully Trevino is the guy. I know there was some talk last week about Trevino just being the starter and not splitting time with Higgy, but, you know, these guys can't catch every game back to back to back, especially these games where we're going Friday night and then Saturday at 1 and then Sunday at 11:30. But Trevino's been great. He deserves more playing time than Higgy. And then when you look at this pitching staff, I was watching the Rangers game yesterday, and after the Rangers game, they go to ESPN's coverage, and I guess they had like the Sunday night baseball coverage getting started. So they had Jeff Passan and Tim Kirchen talking, and they used that opportunity to roast Gary Sanchez when talking about the Yankees and their pitching staff and how good they've been. They said, well, any guy that they throw back there to catch is better than Gary Sanchez. That's why they've been a lot better this year. I think it's a little more than that. Matt Blake deserves some credit for what he's done with this rotation. It's all aces. I said something on Twitter the other day. Oh, we've got all aces. What a feeling. I remember a few years back, it was, oh, the Yankees have the hitting, but they don't have the pitching. Think about the Yankees throwing Jay Happ in the postseason or going Davey Garcia to Jay Happ in the postseason. We seem far from that. Like, it's a different era. It's a different time. The Larry Rothschild era is done. Matt Blake has all of his starters ready to go 6-7 innings. They're stretched out now, and they're competing against each other. They all want to throw no-hitters. They all want to throw perfect games. They all want to throw complete games and stay in the game, and it's helped this bullpen, and that's the key. That's the focus. Of course, you have the AL MVP and Aaron Judge, who's going crazy, leading the league in home runs, should have 22. And then you've got all these other guys around him that bring their bat as well. Giancarlo Stanton will get back to his homering ways soon. We just saw him for one game in this past series since he's been back. I expect Josh Donaldson to get it going as well. He's been back a couple games. He ended up with his second walk-off yesterday, hitting that ball to the warning track. Guys like DJ LeMahieu are still there, a batting champ that I think is going to work to raise his average. But as long as he contributes somewhat with the bat, and we know what we can get from him defensively, he's going to give you a first base, second base, third base option. I'm fine with what DJ has done. Rizzo seems to be finding it a little more again after he struggled for a bit. Good to see him hit a couple home runs. He's up there in the top 10 for home run hitters. Matt Carpenter has been a blessing, just a complete surprise. Didn't know that was going to happen this year, but you love to see another Cashman find come in and hit right away, and I'm sure he is doing the job in the clubhouse as well. And we could go on and on talking about Hicks and Gallo, but why waste time on Hicks and Gallo when there's guys like Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Izzy, playing well defensively, also bringing his bat. Guys like Miguel Andujar contributed, got sent down, but I'm holding out hope that he'll be back, that he won't be traded, and that this will just be smoke and mirrors, maybe a distraction, deflection, who knows. And the Yankees will make some moves around the deadline to free up some space. But I would love to see Miguel Andujar stick with this team. I know it's tough. There's, you know, not enough spots, but he's a guy that I would like to see stay. It's tough when you have these veterans, like I said, and Matt Carpenter and Marwin Gonzalez, another guy that they're trying to find time for. Who else haven't I spoken on? Oh, Gleyber Torres. Gleyber Torres has found it again, and he's the guy that they've asked to bat fourth and bat fifth during this time, which is a little bit tougher, but he's still, you know, hitting home runs. He looks a lot better. He looks much improved. And yeah, that's what I've got. Yankees fans, call me up. Mets fans, call me up. Rangers fans, we can talk as well as we get closer to it being Tuesday and Game 4 being Tuesday night at 8. Open phone lines. Let's continue the conversation. Let's see who we have on the phone right now. Let's go to Ethan in Hawthorne. Next up on the Fan. You got it, Ethan.
Hey, Keith, how's it going, man?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, good. Diehard Yankee fan here, longtime listener. You know, for somebody who's, you know, a young Yankee fan like myself, let me tell you, you're inspiring and you're doing a great job, so keep up the great work.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
I just want to talk about the Yankees real quick because I know we're 39-15, obviously leading the division, got a comfortable lead, but I never get too comfortable because, you know, the past couple of years and the playoffs hasn't worked out really well. So I want to ask you, who do you think's the biggest competition in the American League for the Yankees? I know the Astros are, you know, still hanging around, the Rays, so I just want to see what you think.
The AL is not that good, if you ask me. I think there's really only a handful of teams. Obviously, we're on a collision course to meet the Astros once again in the postseason. But in our own division, right, Toronto is right behind us, and we handled them so far. They don't scare me any. I know they've gotten hot. Tampa, that's not the same Tampa Bay Rays team. You know, year after year, they've let guys go, and they've brought new guys in. In my opinion, this is one of their, you know, they actually have some better pitching this year, but I think all around as far as hitters and defense, this is one of their weaker teams. They'll probably figure it out more and be right there at the end of the year, but they don't scare me. Minnesota, I'm very interested to see how this series goes. We usually battle them tough in Minnesota. We've had some epic battles at Target Field. Interested to see how Minnesota plays against us, but they play in the Central, so I just know that they're not facing that great a competition, you know, week in and week out. We just saw the Angels, right? And the Angels, people were talking about, oh, the Angels are much improved. This is the year the Angels get to the postseason. They've lost 11 games in a row. So right now, when you're looking at the AL, it's the Yankees, it's the Astros, it's the Blue Jays, it's the Twins. and Tampa. I'll throw those five teams at the top of the AL, and none of them scare me, even the Astros. We'll see what the Astros look like when they come to the Bronx. I'm feeling really good about this Yankees team, but like you said, we all know this regular season stuff, like, it doesn't mean anything. We've been searching for postseason success. We've been searching for the team to get back to the World Series. So all of this is cool for now, but if we don't do what we want to do, what we're supposed to do in October, nobody will care about, you know, this magical run we had through the regular season.
I love it. I love it. And like you said, you know, nobody really scares me. The Astros a little bit, but, I mean, we're looking really good right now. And, you know, history shows regarding the Twins that they don't really do that well in October against us. So, you know, I think we'll have that down if we face them. But I just want to say, you know, I'm a longtime listener of the show, you know, ever since you first started. And I'm, like, shaking right now because I'm a first-time caller. But, yeah, I'm a big fan of yours, and you're doing a great job. So I'll just leave it at that. Keep up the great work, all right?
Yo, appreciate it, bro. And don't be nervous to call. It's just me and you talking. Yeah, there's people listening, but I appreciate, you know, everything you just said and you adding to my show, man. Like, really, like, don't be nervous. Don't worry about it. Thanks for calling in.
I appreciate it.
Have a good one, bro. Thank you. Okay, so let's see. I've been promoting this MLB Network Clubhouse edition today at 9:30 coming up. And J.R. Henny Skywalker on Twitter said the Mets will be blacked out in the NYC area on MLB Network. If that is true, then we won't be able to watch this cool Clubhouse edition of the broadcast, and we only will be able to watch SNY. Then that goes back to my problems with MLB, how they, like, they've been promoting this Clubhouse edition all day.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen it around for sure. And it's blacked out, obviously, because we have SNY.
And that's where everyone's supposed to go to
watch
the game.
Right, because it's not at that point, it would be a competing TV rating stuff.
Bruh, why not have both? Sometimes I feel like the Yankees are on YES Network and they're on MLB Network at the same time.
There are times. And also with the first round of the Rangers playoffs, they were on the National and they were also on MSG. So you can get the National broadcast or the local
broadcast.
And that's only for the first round, though, but yes.
It's like you never know. So now I'm guessing at 9:30, 10 minutes, I'm getting ready to watch CC Sabathia, Yonder Alonso, Cliff Lloyd, former ball players kind of shoot and watch the game. And now I'm forced to watch SNY, which is fine.
Apps keep saying that. It's very fine. SNY. Bruh, Gary Gieson-Ron.
Yeah.
That being said, Yonder Alonso, Sabathia, who else?
Cliff Lloyd. And then Steven Anderson, who hosts IT Now with Kevin Millar. That's a good little crew just to hear what they have to say around the game. And we can't watch it because...
And again, Cliff Lloyd, special place in Mets fans' heart.
Yeah.
Cliff Lloyd has a special place in my heart, certainly. That late 90s, early 2000s, I believe he was on the Mets. And an important player. A really, really important player. Important clubhouse presence.
I would like to hear what he's got to say about this team. I'm sure he would share something from his time being on the Mets, but we can't do that because MLB has now promoted this all day, and I've promoted it now on New York radio, and we can't even watch it. We'll have to watch the game on SNY, but I'm holding out hope. Like, what do they go to? Like, I guess they'll just go to Field of Dreams. they'll play Angels in the Outfield or Sandlot while the game is on. I hope not. I've had enough of that. I've had enough of the Natural being on when there should be a game on. Or Bull Durham being on when there should be a game on. They're literally showing Cookie Carrasco warming up. Hopefully they go to that. So, all right, programming alert, folks. You got to watch the Mets on SNY. And if they are doing this Clubhouse edition on MLB Network, I'll come back and let you know. Paulie, do we have to take another break, or can I take another call? I think I have time for another call before we break, definitely. I just came back from 9 o'clock. Let's go to Don and Hal next up on the Fan. What you got for us, D-O-N?
Keith, how you doing, buddy?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Listen, I just want to, real quick, about the Yankees. My biggest fear of the Yankees, and obviously Gallo is horrendous, and we all know that. We all see it. And my biggest fear is that we're going to keep rolling out there, and at the inopportune time, he's going to go on a two-week hot streak that keeps Boone thinking, oh, there it is, there it is. I'm going to keep rolling him out there, and he's just going to keep the bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm with you on that fear, because we keep seeing him. We have Miguel Andujar here, and we
exactly. Listen, pay the guy the money. Let him sit on the bench. If he's a good guy, that's great. Nothing against him, but he can't hit. It's ridiculous.
No, and they know that. And I know that there's analytics involved, and I guess the numbers tell him, like, hey, he's going to eventually, like Sunday, yesterday, that two-run home run, it backs up what they're saying about, hey, he's going to get a hold of some, but it's not consistent enough.
That just brought up two more weeks.
Yeah, it's like, you know, one of those for every, you know, 15 outs. It's like more, and probably 25.
Chief, real quick, baseball season, I know, but I'm a huge Minnesota Vikings fan. Is this our year?
No. The Vikings?
Come on, man.
No, why would you ask that? What makes you think it's the Vikings' year now?
It's got to be at some point, no?
No. They're gonna be a 500 club, maybe. I don't know. I don't look at the Vikings as having gotten any better. I'm like, who did they draft?
Kirk Cousins is the next Tom Brady?
No, Kirk Cousins is about as mid as it gets. He's just an average quarterback.
Oh, it's killing me. My son's laughing his butt off right now. Son of a gun. All right, keep up the great work, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Don. All right, now we'll take a break. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll get back to your calls right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Alexa, play WFAN.
Yes, sir. Right back at it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM. Halfway through. You got me till 12. Getting ready to watch this Mets game in here. Apologies for promoting MLB Network. As I'm looking into it, MLB Network's supposed to be showing Red Sox Angels. Ugh. Subject to blackout in local areas. Should have known. Was getting all excited to watch. the Mets and the Padres with this new clubhouse addition. I guess they'll have clubhouse addition. I literally just watched the change. Game search in progress. Clubhouse edition is blacked out on this channel. We are searching for this program on other channels. MLB Tonight is blacked out on this channel. Sorry, a channel where it is a viewable has not been found yet. We're still searching. So I'm in here at WFAN, and that's what just came up on DirecTV or whatever it is we have in here. And that's unfortunate. I was looking forward to watching that. Now I will watch SNY, which is fine. But as a Yankee fan, and I know my Yankees fans can relate to this, watching SNY for us is like, ugh. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not what we do. It's not what we're used to. We're used to the Yes Network and the Yes Network look and production and feel. And SNY just does not feel like that. So it's strange for me watching SNY broadcasts. But obviously I do, because that's when I watch the Mets games. You know, they're on SNY, so I'm doing that now. But I got excited tonight thinking that I could watch CeCe Sabathia, Cliff Floyd, talk about, you know, their time in New York, talk to Yonder Alonso. He played for Miami recently. Maybe he could talk about his experience facing the Mets, playing in New York, whatever. I'm watching SNY now. They were just, they had like a shopping cart somewhere in San Diego, and now they're zooming in on San Diego. So we got the Mets game coming up. Eyes on that. Let's go back to the phones. Thanks for calling. We got a bunch of people on hold. The rest of the night, I have no guests. So you're the guest. You're the guest host. You call up, you get to host the show with me. Adam is in Manalapan next up on the Fan. Adam, what you got, man? What's up?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
Pretty good.
Listen, I have like 1,000 things to talk about, but I'm going to just say a couple because I know time is valuable. I respect so much, and I know the schmooze. Sorry. Respect so much. He knows you're a great guy, and what a great pick they did, picking you to join FAN and take his place. Yeah, you're very respectful with him, and he likes you very much. You keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job, kid.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're awesome. Now, number two, I was looking at your picture and whatnot. You must have been a flipping great athlete. I grew up in Manalapan with my twin. We were pretty good athletes and whatnot, but we knew, like, our friends who were really great athletes, they transferred over to Red Bank Catholic, CBA, or St. John, you know? Right. But they were, that's where you went to schools with these dudes who were just great, great athletes and whatnot. But I was looking at your pics. You must have been an awesome. I'm sorry that I was older and working as a chef in the city. I would have loved to watch you play ball and whatnot. Do they have anything on YouTube about you?
My high school highlights are on YouTube. I don't promote them much.
I know. But I mean, come on, dude. You play ball. I want to see. Everybody
I was okay. I was good enough to be all shore and play in the all state game and get scholarship offers.
I played
in the Shore Conference. You guys know all about the Shore Conference, and that's
sure,
what
we grew up with that stuff. These guys who play ball and whatnot, man, you had to be really, really good. That's very impressive. That's cool. I'm going to find it on YouTube. Anyway, I know time is valuable. Keep doing what you're doing. You are super. Schmooze loves you, and all of us love you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate the call. I don't know. I look at, like, high school as, like, another lifetime ago. And I know there's a lot of, like, I have friends that we're in our 30s now, and they still talk about, yeah, well, you know, I scored that goal in the second round of the, like, I don't even remember stuff like that. I really don't. And, you know, even now people bring up games or, like, I really don't remember these games from high school. It was so long ago. It's just not in the front of my mind. I've done so many other things since then. And I guess I kind of always felt like, you know, it was big when you're in high school, playing varsity football, being the quarterback of the varsity football team is everything. It was big when I was there. I started varsity sophomore, junior, and senior year. We ended up winning the state championship my senior year. I had like 10 to 15 scholarship offers. Like, that was cool. I would say that was my first little taste of fame. I was hood famous. But I don't, at 34, go back to when I was 16, 17, and 18 and talk about, Yeah, I had 6 touchdowns against Middletown North. They couldn't stop me. I broke the record. Like, I feel like that's whack. Like, that's lame. Especially because, like, I'm blessed. I can talk about being on WFAN. I can talk about being on MLB Network. I can talk about what it took for me to get to this level. I don't often go back to high school and talk about high school accolades. Honestly, I wish I stuck with baseball. My best friend growing up, my next door neighbor, he ended up going on to pitch at West Virginia, was close to being in the MLB, getting drafted, and him and his dad used to go work on baseball literally every day. They're going to the field, they're going to hit, they're going to the batting cage. I went with them, I think, twice, and I didn't like it when I was like 12 or 13. But as I got older, I'm like, man, I might have been all right if I stuck with that, played center field and like actually learned how to like hit and field and drill. Baseball's a sport, you got to drill that stuff. You got to practice that stuff every day. Football's a sport where, yeah, you got to practice, you got to drill, but you know, if you're fast, you're fast. Like, you can't teach speed. If you're strong, you're strong. You know, strength punishes, speed kills. Those are two things in football. If you're a strong guy and a fast guy, you're going to dominate. If you're a big guy, there's a good chance for you to dominate. I wasn't a big guy. I wasn't that fast. I wasn't that strong. I think mentally I knew what I needed to do, and I was always mentally tough and prepared. And I played high school football at like 6'1", 170. 175, not big at all, played quarterback. We ran a wing tee, then an option offense, a couple rollout passes, couple quick game passes. I forget my numbers. Like, I really don't care about like my high school numbers. I know I had over 1,000 yards every year, sophomore, junior, senior year. But all right, enough about me. There's my little, you know, high school glory days, my little tangent about myself playing high school football. I said on Carton and Roberts, you know, Carton had me on. He was like, were you a good football player? I was like, I was good, but I didn't make it. So, like, what's the point in bragging on, you know, how you started off? I played with guys that made it to the NFL. Like, I played with No. Sean Moreno. I was in camp with Russell Wilson and Joe Hayden and saw LeSean McCoy and Myron Roll at the Penn State Combine. Like, I've seen and worked out with and been on the field with the guys that actually made it to the next level. And I knew pretty quickly, I'm just a regular dude. But I knew I could talk. I knew I loved all sports, not just football. And I knew that if I got into radio, television, communication major, graduated with the degree in it, that maybe someday it would come back around. Took 11 years after graduating, but you never know. So message to the kids that are playing sports. They used to have this tagline for NCAA, like, you know, not all NCAA athletes go pro in sports, but they go pro in something else. And that basically was to tell you there's a lot of college athletes that's their last time wearing the jersey. But then they go on to get jobs and have careers and do great things. And I'm one of those people. I'm not one of the people that made it pro. And that's fine. I made it pro doing this. Back to the phones to do what I do. Tony is in the Bronx on the Fan next. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Keith, what's doing, man? I've been listening to you since you started, and 2 thumbs up, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And it was nice of you to have the Schmoozer on. I'll tell you, he's a legend, bro. I've been listening to them since the 80s, him, Russo, Francesa. And I called in a few times with the Schmoozer. I'm not much of a caller, but occasionally I do get in. And his monologues. Is, you know, is sarcasm.
One of a kind, man. And trust me, I know it. I might not have been the biggest listener to Steve, but coming in to WFAN, I did my research on him, and I was like, he's one of one. His voice, there's nobody else with his voice, his style, his delivery. I just appreciate him so much because he's been so kind and gracious to me. So, yeah, you know, whenever I can get him on, whenever he can, you know, join my show, I literally called him this morning. And we talked for about 20 minutes, and I was like, hey, 5-hour show tonight. I need you. And he was looking at me like, you know, thank you. And I'm not looking at it like, I'm not looking at it in any other way besides, you know, kind of like he passed the torch, and I'm just paying homage and showing respect.
And being a Bronx guy, you know, listening to Boomer and the Boys in the morning, they're all Met fans, and Tierney's a big Yankee fan, and you're a Yankee fan, so it's good to get some Yankee energy in there. the other point I wanted to make was, you know what I like about your show is that when you first came on, you're a little younger. I got you beat by a few years. I'm 51. I got you by about 15, I believe. But the point I'm making is, so I'm more of an old school conservative guy, but I enjoy the way you mesh the young with the older. You know, you bring them together. So I truly enjoy your show.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we're all, no matter what age you are, we all share sports in common, fandom in common, listening to this radio station in common. Like, there's a common denominator between all of us, and I always am able to find that, and I really find it in fandom. A lot of us started watching sports as kids, so when these young kids call up, I hear a little bit of myself in them. I understand what it's like when you're young, and you don't have to worry about bills and going to work and, you know, taking care of kids or, you know, taking care of your household. When you're a 13, 14-year-old kid, you're worried about, what are the Mets going to do? What are the Yankees going to do? Are we going to trade this guy? And I love that, like, pure energy that some of the young fans call with.
Well said. You live carefree. It's all about sports. No worries. The other point was, you got to do me a favor, Keith. You got to tell these Yankee fans to slow down with Gallo. With 24 games over 500. Gallo could bat 177 on the Yankees, and we can get away with it. Leave the kid alone. They're going to know what they're going to do with him. They'll figure it out. Cashman's the guy that brought in Rizzo, Gallo, LeMayu. He made all the moves.
Right.
So, yeah, every now and then we get a guy that's not going to hit as good as... And to be honest, that's what he hits. He bats 200, and he had a couple of years, 1 year where he gave you 40 home runs.
And, yeah, we kind of knew that.
He's not toxic in the, you know, in the clubhouse. He's not a bad kid. I like his energy. I think we'll be fine with him. And if he's a total dud, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. I'm with you. Thanks for the call, Tony. I'll say this about Gallo, and I said this last week. He hasn't even been here a year. We acquired him at the deadline last year. And I had hoped that with a full offseason and coming into this Yankee season, he would be a little better for it. Like, you know, they talk about guys in their second year playing in New York, you know, taking a step forward. They're more comfortable. They know their way around. They're adjusted to the city, whatever. Hasn't exactly quite happened like that for Gallo, but we do got to give him some credit where credit is due. He did hit a two-run bomb to tie it, and he did look better in right field versus left field. So, you know, maybe some of the issue is that he wasn't as comfortable in left field, and that was a Yankees decision, right? The Yankees traded for him and put him in left field. We've seen the Yankees do this a ton. The Yankees decided that Gleyber Torres would be the starting shortstop. It did not work. The Yankees played a ton of guys out of position last year, and it did not work. That's why it was so up and down, and, you know, games were lost. And, you know, now it seems like there are guys in positions that they're used to playing. And if it isn't a veteran playing multiple positions, like, these guys are comfortable where they are. Marwin Gonzalez can move around. DJ LeMayu can move around. That's fine. They have experience playing everywhere. But for the most part, you got to leave guys where they're comfortable. And we're seeing with Gallo and Gleyber, leave them where they're comfortable, and that will translate to hits. That will translate to a better approach at the plate. That will turn into these guys being more relaxed and comfortable and in the game instead of worrying about, oh, I didn't make that play in the third inning. Oh, everybody hates me. The fans are going to boo me. Oh, this is too much. This is too much. No, let them just be relaxed and comfortable and go out and play. The Mets game is underway. Just got started. Eyes on SNY, not MLB Network. And yeah, Joey Gallo, it doesn't have to be solved right now. It does not have to be solved right now. Let's see where we're at when we get to the deadline. Do I think Joey Gallo is going to be an everyday starter on this team? I don't. Do I think Joey Gallo is definitely going to be on this team after the deadline? I also don't. So I can't spend too much time on air harping on Joey Gallo. I can't spend too much time thinking about how bad he is. Yeah, he's 0-2 Gallo. Yeah, he strikes out a lot. But we knew that. We knew that. The hope was that he would come here with that lefty bat and with that short porch, hit a bunch of home runs. And with that gold glove, we had hoped that gold glove would transfer to left field. It didn't quite transfer to left field. He's all right at left field. He's better in right. But then do we move Judge to center and leave Hicks in left? I don't know. These questions will soon be answered. Just give it time. Series by series, week by week, as we get closer to the deadline, this team is going to look different after the deadline. I guarantee you that. There are some moves that are going to be made at the deadline to shore this team up for a postseason run. I said it before. You all know it that watch baseball. Every World Series team seems to have some type of acquisition at the deadline. If you go back to Ben Zobrist or last year, Jorge Soler and Jock Peterson, you know, getting pitchers that are rentals or getting an outfielder, getting a bat or two, all of the top teams do it. The teams that are buyers go all in at the deadline to make sure that there are no holes in their lineup, in their defense, and you can expect your New York Yankees to do that as well. Now, I was just speaking about the young kids that call the show and how we all start as fans young. I can't say we all, though. There's some people that do get into sports later in life. But for me, it was a childhood thing, and I think it keeps me young. I think I watch the sports, and I want to win a championship the same way I did as a kid. Now I'm just older and more invested and deeper in it, and I can't spend all my time on it. But luckily, it's my job to watch sports and to be able to speak on it, so I do get to spend the time. One of the leaders of the Young Jedis on the line. Next up, Josh. Young Josh out in Passaic on the Fan. What's up?
How you doing, Keith? How was your weekend?
Great. I had a blast. How about you?
Yeah, it was good. And good to see the Mets beating the Dodgers. They pretty much showed that if they could get a series win versus the Padres, they pretty much showed us that they could play with the top teams of the NL. They split with the Dodgers. They've beaten the Giants in a series. They've beaten the Cardinals in every series. They just haven't played the Brewers yet, but I think they could get a series win versus them, and at least the hitting's back up.
And the Brewers are coming up, right? I think the Brewers, last time I looked at the Mets' schedule, the Brewers are approaching. So we'll find out soon. Yeah, the Brewers are Tuesday, June 14th. So a week from tomorrow, the Brewers will be in Citi Field. And if they can take this series from the Padres and then take that series from the Brewers, then they passed all of the first tests, in my opinion.
But they haven't really played the AL yet or any of the top teams. But
you worry about that later. You're only going to have to face one AL team.
Right, but eventually they're going to play them later in the season also. Play the Angels. Hopefully they could carry some New York momentum over them.
I'd be more worried about the Astros. They got the Astros later this month. They got a little two-game set against them in Houston, and then they run it right back later this month with a two-game set in Citi Field. So Tuesday, June 21st, and then Wednesday, June 22nd, Mets play the Astros in Houston, and then a week later, June 28th and June 29th, the Mets will host the Astros at Citi Field. So I would keep some eyes on that team out of the AL. They'll handle the Angels. The Angels are free-falling.
An invitation to Yankee fans if they want to come out and boo Altuve.
Yeah, maybe I'll pull up for that. I know that's going to go down in Yankee Stadium June 24th. I just saw a tweet go out from our own John Bogan. Somebody stole the 2017 World Series banner that's displayed in the plaza outside Minute Maid Park where the Astros play. They have, you know, these like pennant-type banners with the different years from when they won. You know, the division, the AL, whatever. Someone stole their 2017 pennant.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for whoever took that down because it should have never been up there. And I jokingly said, yeah, they're going to bring that banner to the bleachers June 24th because when we play the Astros, I guarantee you that Thursday night, June 24th, and that whole weekend, Yankee Stadium will be upside down.
Yeah, thank you, Keith. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. My young Jedi's out there, if you're not sleeping yet, call me up, 877-337-6666. Back on the Fan, a five-hour KM to AM. Would love to chat with you. And also, old, young, in between, whatever, men, women, casual fans, bandwagon fans, fair weather fans, diehard fans, all are welcome here. Call me up. Let's keep it rolling. Abel out in Ossining. Abel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Keith.
What's up?
Good evening, Keith.
Good
What's
evening.
Up with you?
Watching the Mets, Starling Marte just stole second. I think the Mets are trying to make it happen in the first inning. We'll see.
How are you doing? Earlier, I was listening to Craig and Roberts, right? Mm-hmm. And they had John Sterling on.
Yeah, I missed that.
Well, John Sterling said in the second half of the year, he wants to, you know, come back on his game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, being that they like you, you're a nice person, you will be perfect to broadcast.
I don't know.
I think you will make a good broadcaster.
I'm flattered by it, and I thank you for saying it, but I have no experience, so we'll start there. I've never called a baseball game.
You'll be doing games with Susan. She'll give you the pat on the back that you need.
Well, I was going to say, I did get to join them at spring training. I sat between John and Susan while they were calling a game, and that's the closest that I've ever got any experience. Like, you know, not talking while the pitch is being thrown and watching how they kind of pick their spots. It's intricate. Like, people don't realize how hard it is to call the game. One, you have to have all of that information in your head already about the players and about the game and the history, and John and Susan have that. Then you got to see it in real time and call it in real time without messing up what actually happened. It's a lot. It's a lot. So I'm not sure who the next guy is, but I'm not putting my hat in the ring. I don't think I'm the guy.
What? Don't be scared. You're young.
No, I'm not scared. I just don't think they're going to put – so I came into this job with no experience, and Craig was talking about that with the Post of the People. He's like, this guy's got no experience outside of his home videos.
And that's what everybody loves you. You know?
I mean, I don't know. I said it on Twitter, if they asked me to do it, I would accept the challenge. I would prepare. I would probably be up all night listening to different calls, probably listening to John and Susan, but I would never try to be John. He's one of one.
No, you got your own personality. You're your own person, man.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I know where it's going as far as, like, you know, like the Apple TV Plus broadcast Friday at Yankee Stadium. I went in and popped in on them and said hello because Hannah Kaiser and Chris Young work at MLB Network with me. Hannah Kaiser is on my show Off Base. We've done plenty of shows together. We know each other. And then Chris Young, former Yankee, I've met him in the hallways just in passing. And they're doing the Apple TV Plus broadcast, and it's their first time ever calling games. But I know that they put a lot of time and preparation in, and then people listen to them, and then they say they suck. So I'm like, I don't want to jump into calling games, and then people that don't know me are going to be like, this guy's terrible. Like, I'm just kind of playing my own lane right now, staying in my own lane.
I don't think you'll be terrible. I think you would do good, and you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Like I said, if they asked me to maybe, you know, join John and Susan on a broadcast, I would do that. But I think it takes time and reps and experience. And there's a lot of people with more experience than me. There's kids calling their college baseball games. There's people calling these AAA games. There's definitely somebody waiting in the wings to be the next voice of the Yankees and travel with the team. I don't know if I'm the guy.
I don't know. I think you will be perfect for that job. I'm 72 years old. I've been listening to the Yankees since Mel Allen was the broadcaster.
Well, I appreciate your vote. I really do. Thanks for the call, Abel. I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it. So, like, let me clear that up. Like I said, like, if I work at the Fan already. So if one of my bosses was like, hey, Keith, we need you to get ready for this game on this date, I would put in the work. I'd prepare. I'd study. I'd make sure I knew what I needed to know. And I obviously know a lot, I think, about baseball and about broadcasting and TV and radio, whatever. I think I have a good amount of knowledge. I just look at John Sterling as the voice of the Yankees, and I'm not ready for that to end. And I'm also not sure who his replacement will be. I don't think any of us know. And I've seen people online and even now, you know, call saying, hey, you should be. And I like talking about the Yankees after the game. I like talking about the Yankees in this capacity. I don't know if I'm the guy to travel with the team and call the games. I've literally never done it. I have no experience. So I appreciate it, but I think y'all are trying to fast track me. And I don't think the people that make those calls and decisions are thinking like that. But I'm flattered. Thank you. I love the Yankees. I just don't see myself in the light of like John Sterling or Michael Kay or even Ricky Ricardo, our guy. So call me up, 877-337-6666. We can keep the conversation going around the Yankees, around the Mets that just got started. Whatever you guys want to do, it's pretty much going to be open format, open mic for the next 2 hours that you have me till 12. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take a quick timeout, and I'll be back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.